Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Thinking about re-entering the workforce or changing things up? Take a look at UC Irvine and their Division of Continuing Education programs. They're perfect for busy parents. 100% online courses offer convenience and flexibility, but also an immersive classroom experience, even collaboration with your peers, but on your schedule. UCI Continuing Education can help you create a new side hustle or get transferable credits toward your master's after the kids go to sleep. Fall quarter's coming up, and it can be back to school for us, too. Go to ce.uci.edu/whatfreshhell and enter the promo code FRESH to get 15% off any course. If you're driving or cooking right now, we have this link on the sidebar of our website, whatfreshhellpodcast.com, as well. But in case you can write it down, here it is again, ce.uci.edu/whatfreshhell and enter the promo code FRESH to get 15% off a course of your choice. This offer is only valid until December 31st, 2019. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Kara, who says, "What do you do about meltdowns at school drop-off? My four-year-old has started crying and clinging to me every day when I drop her off to daycare, even though she's been there her whole life and she likes being there, just not being dropped off." When kids are overwhelmed, Kara, the best advice that I have received is that you need to look at what you can add and what you can take away. So let's think about that. What could you add to this moment to make it less stressful to your kid? And the thing that occurs to me is to add some sort of ritual around it. To find a book, the book The Kissing Hand is one that comes to mind. I think it's about a raccoon who's going to school, and his mom gives him a kiss on his hand that he can put in his pocket and put away. There might be a ritual that you can add around drop-off, something special that you do, something you whisper in her ear, something that happens every day that's about your special bond that she will then get to keep with her through the day. And maybe she gets some say on what that could be. But adding something like that would maybe help the transition be a little bit easier while still acknowledging that it's a transition that's hard for her. You see what I'm saying? Adding some ritual around it acknowledges its importance while also making it a little bit easier. There's also the possibility that you could take something away. What can you take away from this moment to make it less stressful for her? Maybe it's the noise of the classroom. Maybe it's the kids running and yelling that is kind of too much all at once. Maybe this ritual where you kiss her hand for a kiss for her pocket or whatever it is something that happens in the parking lot or in the hallway outside the door or near the front door of the building so that the noise and distraction of the other kids is taken away. Maybe it's your attention that needs to be taken away a little bit. I don't know if you're leaning into this or not, if you're coming back for one more hug or not. But if she is getting something out of it secondarily by crying and making a big fuss, like more of your attention, then it needs to be something that you need to, as Margaret would say, blank face a little bit. You're not worried. You're going to see her at the end of the day. So there's no reason for her to be worried. See you later. Bye. Think about what can be added or taken away in this moment and ask the teacher for help. I'm sure they've been there before too. Send us your parenting questions. Margaret or I might answer yours next. You can ask on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast, or to send us an email, info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.